Time now for our Champions of Education series brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. And we have in studio with us right now, we've got David Print, Director of Instruction and Curriculum at North Ridgeville Schools. David, thank you so much for coming in studio. How are you?
I'm doing well. I appreciate you having me again.
Well, you guys are on the brink of spring break, right?
We are. We officially start tomorrow. We get next week off. It comes at a good time for everybody.
Comes at a wonderful time. Now we just need Mother Nature to turn up the thermostat a little bit, right? I mean, geez, oh man, it's miserable out there.
Yeah, I'm hoping we'll see something besides what we see out there today. It'll be a good time. Home opener starting. Got a lot of people that want to go down to that. So, you know, it's always a good time to get spring break. It's particularly useful this year. It's been kind of a long stretch since Christmas. But no, I think it'll be good for everybody.
Well, a lot has changed since we last had you in studio. As a matter of fact, you were the first person that we had in on our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series all the way back in September. So it's great to have you back in studio again. And as I mentioned, a whole lot has changed. You guys now have a new superintendent. Tell us all about her.
We do. We have Roxanne Ramsey Casario starting with us actually August 1st. Roxanne spent the last 8 or 9 years as the assistant superintendent in Lakewood. Prior to that, she did some teaching in Beechwood. Comes from a curriculum background, so anybody who comes from a curriculum background has got to be a good person.
Sure, yes.
But no, we're excited to have her take over the great work that Dr. Powell has done. When Jim became superintendent, you know, he's worked hard, he's passed bond issues, he's responsible for the new facilities, the new STEM school. He's really moved the district forward, and we're excited to have Roxanne with us to help move that even further down the road.
I can't recall if we ever changed superintendents when I was in a high school. And David, I don't know if you've been through one before, but is there an adjustment period there for people as that takes place?
Yeah, there definitely is. And the biggest thing, and I tell this to my new teachers, as you come into a new position, you don't know what you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So as a superintendent, you're coming in and you're learning an all new staff and, you know, every teacher and every paraprofessional in the district and every bus driver. And then you've got the demands of meeting your city officials and you've got the demands of meeting, you know, the community and trying to make yourself, you know, part of that and bring your ideas in and make that part of the culture while still respecting what's in place. So it's definitely a challenge for people.
Certainly.
Yeah, and I think that's certainly part of the challenge over the summertime, as you mentioned, making yourself readily available while still trying to get acclimated with the city, with the community, and trying to learn the different personalities and the staff as well. But I'm sure that's part of the reason why you guys decided to bring her on board in August, so she's got some time to finish up at Lakewood and then come on over, and she's got a few months to get ready for everything in the summertime. Well, you never know this by looking outside, but the summer isn't too far away. I mean, the calendar tells us that anyways. It's March 29th. We're about 2 months away from you guys getting into your official summer. And you guys have a lot of really cool camps coming up. And I was reading up on this a little bit earlier. You guys have done a wonderful job of taking advantage of that wonderful new space that you guys have over there. The Academic Center is just outstanding. I had a chance to call a basketball game over there, a district semifinal a few weeks back. I know, Matt, you've been there
as well. Been there like three times, yeah.
It's a top-notch facility, just outstanding. And I know we talked about that the last time that we had you on, but you guys are utilizing that space over the summertime, and you're hosting something called Camp Invention. What is that exactly?
Yeah, so Camp Invention is a week-long summer camp where students come in and actually do projects around technology, around science, around design, and actually spend their days, you know, working through a design process to build something. So they'll start the week with a challenge. They'll work individually and in teams to actually pull together resources. You know, you'll walk by their resource rooms and see everything from old toilet paper rolls all the way to old VCRs and pieces like that. So the kids are actually immersed in a design process, and they use that time to take things apart, put things together, and create a whole new object out of them, solve a problem.
And I would imagine, too, that that's really just kind of the tip of the iceberg to utilize that space in the summer. And I say that just because, you know, when we were kids, we avoided going to the school at all possible costs in the summertime, but you guys have created this wonderful new facility that keeps the kids around a lot more in the summer.
Yeah, it doesn't shut down. You know, we'll have Camp Invention, we'll run summer school out of there, we'll run some intervention programs, but, you know, we're going to have basketball camps, we have football camps, we have volleyball camps. I mean, it will be a place that is open, you know, all summer long doing something for students. So I think it's the best part of the whole thing.
Sure. How important is it to have things like that, like those camps, summer school for kids who'd like to participate in that? As a curriculum director, I'd imagine that's one thing you always hear about, people coming back from the summer break, and sometimes you have to kind of reteach things to the students because it's a pretty long summer break and they may forget about some stuff. So how important is it to have these programs in place?
I think it's critical. You know, they talk about brain drain over the summer, mm-hmm. and that's our goal ultimately with that. And we're looking to be creative in how we do some of that. Some of that will take place right after school is out. Some of it will take place just before school starts again. Kind of get the students back into that mode of, you know, having a routine and really trying to prevent that regression that you see over a typical summer. You take off 2.5 months, and it's a substantial amount of time. So
we're talking with David Pritt, the Director of Curriculum and Instruction at North Ridgeville Schools, here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. He's our guest on today's Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. Well, a lot of exciting things happening with you guys. And April 18th, you guys are hosting an endowment fundraiser. What are the details? Where is this taking place?
Sure, absolutely. So the endowment fund provides grant funds for our district. And this year, in April, actually, at our board meeting, they're going to present just under $15,000 worth of grants to our teachers who have written grants. They come in three general funds. They have a general fund, they have one that's focused on the arts, and then they have the Shannon Edwards Memorial Fund that they donate from every year. So the endowment fund collects money every year through their various fundraisers and invests that money and redistributes it back to the school community. So on the 18th, actually, we're going to be having a fundraiser at Melt Bar and Grill, 35546 Detroit Road in Avon. If you log onto the school's website, you can actually print off the flyer and take it in, and they're going to donate 20% of all proceeds that day from anybody with a flyer back to the endowment fund itself. So that money will be reinvested and then put back into the schools. So it's an exciting opportunity. We've got that. And then the big one that comes up is in June, about June 14th. We have golf outing over at Bobble Lane, so those details will be coming out soon as well.
Very nice. You a golfer?
I have a set of clubs. I swing my clubs. Okay. Whether or not I can be called a golfer is still up in the air. So I do play in the endowment fund every year. It's a great time. So for people out there who are like me that don't consider themselves necessarily golfers, there's a place for you too.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Are you a mini golfer? Because this is the second straight interview on this show that this has come up. Are you a mini golfer?
You know, I play mini golf once a year in Myrtle Beach. You know, I heard that driving over.
Wow, okay.
I will tell you that, much like your last guest, I shoot 21 every time and then 23, and 23 and 24 all the way up somewhere to a much higher number than that. So I got a 9-year-old who thinks he will outplay me, and somehow his numbers always seem to. So.
Okay, see?
Very nice.
The wheels are spinning here for me. You know, a lot of times...
You want to make a trip to Myrtle Beach?
Well, I wouldn't be against that. I worked for a guy who actually runs the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. He was my old boss when I worked in West Virginia, so I can make that happen for us if we ever decided to go down there. I think that would be a really fun trip. Myrtle Beach would be an absolute blast.
Sure.
But here's what I'm thinking. You know, instead of doing what a lot of people do traditionally, putting golf outings together, we should put a Bullseye on the Afternoon mini golf outing together.
Sure, it's a pretty quick outing, I feel, but yeah.
You can play 36 holes.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I'll lengthen it out. It won't be a short thing when we're done.
There you go, right?
See?
You just
got to
get the right people involved.
That's right.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
dude.
I think we would have a blast with that. Now, see, if you heard the interview we were doing earlier with Sean Dunnigan, you know that Matt owes me a mint chocolate chip milkshake, and he keeps shaking his head.
Yeah,
and he keeps trying to put it off.
I don't remember
and put
this,
it off.
I'm just saying.
And it's one of those things where it's going to continue to come up as we talk about these golf and these mini golf outings. And maybe he needs another chance to redeem himself. But I had to ask about the mini golf just because, you know, it's a pretty popular item on this show these days. And when we put that mini golf outing together, you're definitely on the list. You're definitely coming. If you're shooting 21, 22, you're up at the top of the list.
Oh, yeah.
Like we put the list of celebrities together or the ringers, you know what I mean? You're right up there.
Well, I'm not stopping there, though. That's the issue. You know, it's going to start in 21 and 22 and stop somewhere probably in the mid-40s. But, yeah, you put it together, I'm there.
That's all right. I don't think any of us were in the 20s either when that one came to an end.
No, I think we were easily in the 30s, if not the 40s. I mean, I think Matt may have even drifted into the 60s. I beat him by like 7 or 8 strokes at least.
It wasn't my finest moment.
Yeah, that's all right. We had fun, though. It was a good time. And I think at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. You guys also have something called the Ranger Strong Initiative.
Yep.
And a lot of great things have come of that. Just want to give you a chance here to tell us some of the good that has come of that as a result.
Yeah, so Ranger Strong is an initiative we began this year. Strong is actually an acronym, service, teamwork, respect, ownership, necessity, and goals. And the idea behind it is really a character program. You know, schools have gotten so focused on test scores and things nowadays that we want to make sure we're educating the whole child. So what we have worked out is the Ranger Strong Initiative, and it's something that if you drive past the Academic Center or through any of our buildings, you're going to see the banners hanging from each of the light poles and things like that. So it's really an initiative based on positive behavior and moving students to become good citizens in addition to being well-educated students. So we're seeing some great feedback from that. We're seeing great feedback from the community. You know, we're at the point to where we're getting buy-in, you know, at our high school level, and we've got our high schoolers working with some of our younger kids, because what better role models do you have than seeing a kid come down in a sports jersey and things like that? Those are the type of things that younger students always remember moving forward. So we're having some really good success there. We're very happy with where we're going with that. We've got good buy-in from the community, and we hope to see it, you know, go community-wide. That's been one of the focuses of this, is we've got a great school initiative. Let's take it to the next step, and let's make it a Northridgeville initiative. So.
You mentioned that this is the first year for it, right? What kinds of opportunities do you guys see out there for growth within that? I know you mentioned that you're certainly kind of passing that down from the high school all the way on down. What kinds of growth do you guys see? What kinds of opportunities?
Yeah, so where we really see the growth and the opportunities is building it into the student schedule, making it a regular part of what they do. We want all of their decisions to be built around, you know, that strong initiative. You know, the service piece, getting out into the community and not just being takers from the community, but being providers as well. We have students that are out, you know, in our senior centers and working with them. We have students raking leaves in the fall and some of those type of things. But really taking our students and having them be truly a community and available to the community. You know, I think that really helps people to understand what's happening in our schools, is to get people out, because not everybody can come in.
What did STRONG stand for again?
Service, teamwork, respect, ownership, necessity, and goals.
Wow. Very good stuff.
Yeah.
Very cool stuff. Well, I know you guys are on the brink of spring break. As a matter of fact, the bell rang a while back, so the students are already technically on spring break now, right?
The students are at home. I followed a couple of buses, you know, as I came this direction. So I don't know what time it is, probably 4:30 or so. I'm going to guess our last student is probably being dropped off if they haven't already. So it's exciting to see those kids leave. I was at the kindergarten building at the end of the day, and to have them wish you a happy spring break was really something to see. So,
very cool stuff. Yeah. Well, David, enjoy your spring break.
Appreciate it.
Have a great holiday over the weekend as well. And
same.
We will definitely have you back in studio again soon.
Be happy to join you.
All right, good stuff. Again, that's David Pritt. He is the Director of Curriculum and Instruction at Northridgeville Schools, joining us on our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day.